If you are thinking of buying something expensive from an online retailer, you might want to do that sooner rather than later. Before the end of the year, that purchase may cost you up to 10% more. 45 states in the District of Columbia currently impose a state sales tax, and cities within those states may add an additional cent or two. For those of us in Champaign, the total Illinois state sales tax plus various city-county taxes is 8.75% on general merchandise. In Chicago, the tax is 9.25%. However, for the past 15 years or so of internet shopping, even Illinois residents who made purchases from some online retailers have been avoiding paying that sales tax. Though sales taxes are an obligation imposed on the consumer, retailers are supposed to collect and remit the tax. However, retailers with no physical presence in a state can't be compelled to collect those taxes. If a retailer doesn't collect sales tax on a purchase, the consumer is legally obligated to remit the tax themselves, but very few, if any, do. So, purchasing a $1,000 television from Amazon will save an Illinois resident about $90 over the same TV in town, or even online from Best Buy or Sears, stores with Illinois locations. Traditional brick-and-mortar retailers have struggled to compete with online-only retailers who have a near 10% discount every day, particularly if shipping is free. The other big losers under this regime are the state and local governments who lose tax revenue. Illinois estimates it loses $169 million a year, and the nationwide total may be as high as $20 billion. However, Congress is stepping in to help states regain some sales tax ground. The Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013, if passed, would require online retailers to collect and remit sales taxes based on the delivery location of goods purchased. If there is no delivery location, for example, in the case of a book or movie download, then the tax will be based on the billing address. Interestingly, Amazon, which has been the obvious beneficiary of tax-free online retailing, is supportive of the legislation. After years of fighting states that have tried to force Amazon to pay sales tax, the online giant is a cheerleader for the act. Perhaps this is because Amazon has recently entered into voluntary arrangements with 9 states, including large markets such as California, New York, and Texas. Building warehouses in these states, where it is now taxed, has allowed Amazon to ship merchandise cheaper and even faster. And Amazon may have established such a loyal fan base of customers addicted to its convenience and fast shipping that it doesn't fear losing customers over price. So who is against internet sales tax equity? Online-only retailers that aren't nearly as big as Amazon, and the portal that serves them, eBay. Though the act exempts small businesses with no more than $1 million in revenue, that threshold leaves medium businesses with a price disadvantage and new compliance costs. Therefore, some groups argue that the $1 million threshold could be raised to $10 million without states losing much revenue, while giving needed relief to small to medium enterprises. In addition, certain groups such as the Heritage Foundation and anti-tax watchdogs oppose the act as just another tax increase that will hurt consumers. However, the act adds no new sales tax. It merely enables enforcement of what is really tax evasion. This is Christine Hurt,